There's little this summer that could be defined as normal. The few activities that haven't been canceled are taking place with great caution and lots of social distancing. But a bit of normalcy arrived 2 weeks ago when the green and yellow Gadart Farm sweet corn stands began sprouting up across the Wichita area. I stopped by the stand near Central and West one recent morning. By 9:30, it was already getting customers, and it wasn't even open yet.
Are you open, sir?
I didn't know if you were open or not.
No, you're good. You're good.
Employee Ben Pankratz has been here for about 30 minutes, helping unload the day's produce. Massive red tomatoes, crates of watermelon and cantaloupe, and of course, that summer staple, sweet corn. 25 boxes each bursting with 52 delicious ears.
I had 30 on Saturday, but at our other stands, you'll see anywhere from 40 to 90 boxes, just depending on the stand location. And before the 4th of July, we were open July 1st, and every single day before the 4th, including the 4th we were open, we sold out too.
Gadart Farms runs 11 stands in 7 cities, including Wichita, Newton, Hutchinson, and, as of this year, Salina. It's also a mainstay at 2 area farmers markets. The corn is picked at 3 a.m. from the 100-acre operation in Bueller, then delivered fresh to the stands, where it's bagged and sold.
13 ears. There is a dozen, but then we throw in a free ear. So we really give them a baker's dozen.
This is how Gadart Farms has sold corn for more than 30 years, since Tanya Martisco and her sister began selling in front of their grandparents' house as kids.
We were younger elementary kids, and sitting on our grandparents' front steps and along the porch in downtown Bueller, we were happy to get 10 customers a day. And I think our parents saw a future in that. Our parents saw that there's something here that people want. And as we got older, we just took more responsibility for it all the time. And it just became a real business eventually.
The business now employs more than 50 summer workers. And in recent years, Martisco says sales have gotten a boost from the growing farm-to-table movement.
I think people are just looking for local, homegrown produce. And with a variety of produce, we don't sell just sweet corn. We have a whole, basically our whole farmer's market right there at one location. And when they are looking for that homegrown local produce, we have it there for them.
And it's what keeps customers like Meredith Vaughn coming back, summer after summer.
Tell me about the corn.
Oh my gosh, it's seriously the best corn I've had. It's anytime I see the stand, I stop. Yeah, not like every time, but definitely the first time I see it of the summer, I stop and get corn.
It's almost like a rite of summer, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It certainly is. Yeah.